The brother of a young GAA star murdered in the Omagh bombing has given emotional evidence to the public inquiry about the family's devastating loss. Cathal Logue was giving evidence about his sister Brenda Logue, who was 17 when she was killed in the 1998 explosion. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley joins us. Conor, tell us about Cathal Logue. He was reading out a statement on behalf of his mother Mary.
That's right, Rachel. Cathal was here along with his brother and their two wives today. He, as you say, was actually reading from his mother Mary's statement. Mary, unfortunately, had been diagnosed with terminal cancer last year and died in November before she could give evidence to this inquiry. So it fell to Cathal to read her statement into the record about 17-year-old Brenda. In her statement then, Mary spoke lovingly of her only daughter, Brenda, who'd been 17 at the time of the explosion. And she also recalled the events of that terrible day in August 1998, because the two of them had been in the town shopping together when the bomb went off.
On August 15th, 1998, like any normal Saturday, we took my mother into the town, myself and Brenda. Any other day, Carl, her little brother, would have come with us. But she had got him a job with the local ice cream man, and that was his first day. He was delighted. She was always looking out for him. Brenda had walked out of the shop to see what was happening, and I know for a fact if Carl had have been there, he would have walked out of the shop with her, and we would have lost him too. The last thing I remember of Brenda was her ponytail swishing as she walked out the door. The blast would throw me back into a wall, and I would be knocked unconscious, or so I was told. When I came around, I knew in my heart she was gone. But I got up, went out to look for her. It was like a scene from a disaster movie. I won't go into detail, but the things I saw that day are the things that haunt my dreams. The sounds, the screams.
Cathal Logue reading a statement on behalf of his late mother, Mary. Conor, the inquiry also learnt a little bit about Brenda today. What did the statement say?
Yeah, we get, as has happened on each of these occasions, we get a very intimate kind of painted picture of the person behind the name and the image that people will sometimes know. Brenda Logue was a very talented GA player. She was on the Tyrone Lady senior panel. Mary, in fact, wondered whether she might have gone on to help Tyrone Ladies win an All-Ireland title, as they went on to do in 2018, a number of years after the bombing. She wasn't perfect. We learned that today. Like teenagers all over the country, she was messy. She loved her bed, we were told. But she was principled too. She fought for, apparently, and won the right for girls in her school to wear trousers as part of their school uniform. She felt it was unfair that girls should be cold just because of their gender. She was the only daughter, and as Cathal recounts in Mary's statement, they really did have, it would appear, a very special bond.
I have been robbed of so many things. Seeing her grow up and become a woman. She wanted to be a PE teacher, but she have followed that dream. We would receive her AS level results the day of her wake. She had achieved the grades she needed to stay on and complete her second year. She had been doing driving lessons before she died. Her theory was booked for the week after she died. Wish she had got it first. Her brother Cathal was in the middle of doing lessons too. Who would have got it first? I've missed the chance to see her meet that special someone. Fall in love. See her walk down an aisle. Go wedding dress shopping with my only daughter. See her have children. Become a maternal grandmother.
That statement read by Cathal Logue, as we were saying, talking about his sister Brenda, who was killed on the day of the Omagh bomb. Conor, the inquiry also heard a statement today by the mother of 17-year-old Jolene Marlowe.
That's right. That was Bridie Marlowe. Again, that was read into the record. Some of these statements are being read in by family members. Some of them, perhaps, if you know, they feel that they can't cope with the distress involved, are allowing legal representatives to read them. And that's what happened in this case. So a legal representative read Bridie Marlowe's statement. And she talked about her 17-year-old daughter, Jolene, academically, apparently a real bright spark, very academically gifted, an excellent sportswoman, again, a GAA player. She wanted to be a sports psychotherapist. She was about to go to Belfast to continue her study in respect of that. And the family were worried about her going up to Belfast. 1998 was still a difficult enough time. There was always the possibility of the resurgence of violence. Indeed, there was violence going on at that time. But what they said they never considered was the possibility that, you know, the place where she went to school, where she socialised, where she met her friends, on the streets of her own market town, that that would be the place that she would lose her life.
Brian McCrory was also remembered today in a statement by his daughter Louise.
That's right. He was the last of the victims of today's commemorative hearings to be heard. And we heard from his daughter, Louise. Again, that statement was read on her behalf. She described a very gentle man, a simple man who lived a simple life. He loved his family. She said he had a big, warm smile that made you feel safe. He loved children, apparently. He had a great affinity with them. He loved taking photographs, too. He had taken some the morning of the bombing. And in fact, the reason that he was in Oma at the time of the explosion was because he'd taken those rolls of film in to be developed. And that's how he came to be caught in the blast.
Conor, thank you very much. Conor McCauley there, our Northern correspondent in Oma.